Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, and also the four individual, diverse, and exciting personalities who this week are going to play this particular game. Well, we welcome back one of the long-standing players of the game, has been with the show since it first began over 30 years ago, that is Clement Freud. We welcome two very talented comedy performers, the outrageous Graham Norton, the more reserved Stephen Frost, and we also welcome a very distinguished, legitimate actor from the world of theatre, and that is Martin Jarvis. But would you please welcome all four of them? And as usual, I am going to ask them to speak on a subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep a score and blow a whistle when 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute comes from the Gateway Theatre in the delightful, ancient, and historic city of Chester. And before us, in this raked auditorium, we have an enthusiastic Cheshire audience ready to cheer us on our way with their Cheshire smiles. Let us begin the show with Graham Norton. Oh, Graham, what a good subject. What, any time of the year, I suppose. Hangovers. Will you tell us something about hangovers in 60 seconds, starting now?
The worst sort of hangovers I find are those bellies on a man of a certain age that hangs over his belt like a fleshy bag of heavy shopping from Netto or some such establishment. That's the sort of supermarket that probably doesn't exist here in posh Chester. Yes, this is the town where you can buy potpourri.
Oh, Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Chester's a city.
Oh. Well, as I'm writing that down.
As we are in the city of Chester, I could not but do anything but accept that challenge. So, Clement, a correct challenge. You get a point for that. You take over the subject of hangovers. There are 34 seconds available, and you start now.
It's a very odd thing that people deny being drunk and are ashamed of it, but are hugely proud of their hangovers. I think it should be made clear that when you're inebriated, it really doesn't count unless...
Stephen Frost challenged.
Hesitation.
That's right. And you've got 20 seconds, and it's hangovers starting now.
The worst hangover I ever had was when I drank one bottle of vodka, two jars...
You were so hungover, you can't remember. Graham, you challenge first, yes.
I've got a bit of hesitation.
We spotted it. 15 seconds are available. It's still with you, Graham. Another point. Hangovers starting now.
Myself and my friend Nicky drank a case of wine one evening.
Martin Jarvis challenged.
Exaggeration.
If only that were true.
So have you a challenge whether the rules are Just a Minute, Martin? Or was it just nice to hear from you?
Well, it was very nice to be. It is very nice to be here.
Yes, but I'm afraid it was an incorrect challenge, but it was nice to hear from you. Graham, you have another point. 12 seconds available. Hangovers starting now.
The best sort of hangover is lying in bed watching an omnibus edition of Hollyoaks filmed here in the city of Chester. How we love its gripping storylines.
Clement challenged you just before you...
Repetition of Chester.
You mentioned Chester before.
You're
and it's
so right. But can you say it too often, good friends?
And Clement, you've cleverly got him with 1 second to go on the subject of hangovers starting now.
If you can lie on the floor.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud and Martin Jarvis. Welcome to the show. It's been so many years since you played this game, and we'd love to have you back. And we've got a subject for you to go on, friends in high places. I'm sure you know many, but talk on the subject starting now.
I made friends with a stewardess on the plane coming from California to London, and she said to me, would you like to come up and sit in the flight deck and see how we land at Heathrow? I said I'd love to. I sat behind the pilot. We landed perfectly with scarcely a bump. But the second officer turned round as we were just on the runway and said, this is where the problems begin. We don't know where the gate is. They got out a map.
Hesitation.
Oh, I was leaving that gap for the laugh. Yeah.
I know. No, I'm afraid you can't. This is comedy theatre, not legit. You can't wait for laughs. You have to go with it, Martin. Go with the flow. Stephen got in with 32 seconds to go. Friends in High Places, Stephen, starting now.
I was queuing up to go into a nightclub last night, and it was at least 30...
Clement Foy challenge.
Repetition of night.
I was queuing up to go to the nightclub last night. Yes, it's quite right. Yes, it is.
You've been on the show.
Wait a minute. Nightclub is one word.
It is one word.
Nightclub is one word. 28 seconds. Friends in High Places with you, Stephen, starting now.
I decided to go home because I couldn't wait to go in. But all of a sudden, the bouncer...
Clement Foy chance.
Is go hyphenated as well.
Sarcasm is not hyphenated. And go
it was
is
a go-go
not.
Club. Come on.
Clement, you've got it this time. 24 seconds. Friends in High Places, starting now.
I'm never sure where high places are. Ideally, I suppose it is God, but often they live at number 10 Downing Street, the House of Commons, the Palace of Westminster.
Martin Jarvis challenged.
Hesitation?
No.
Oh?
No, it's difficult to do a list, and he's quite good at it, and...
Give up now is really what you're told.
13 seconds. I don't know if he's going to go on. Friends in High Places, Clement, another point to you, starting now.
If you were to Kathmandu, you're almost bound to have friends who have been to high places, because Everest towers above that country. Snow peaks show through...
No, Graham.
No, I didn't touch it. Put off my hand.
You don't want to take your challenge?
Oh, he did hesitate.
He did hesitate. Yes. He hesitated, literally. He was just running down. And that was a definite hesitation. And you've got him with half a second to go. Starting now.
Phoebe is my...
End of that round, Graham Norton and Stephen Frost got points. They're both equal in second place. Clement Foy is just in the lead. And Stephen, it is your turn to begin. The subject is Chester. Tell us something about this wonderful city in 60 seconds. Oh, we know how to endear ourselves, yes. 60 seconds starting now.
As we all know now, Chester is not a town, but a city. And the reason why it has acclaimed this title is because it has a cathedral. Built here, of course, by that famous architect.
Martin, you challenged.
Well, he wasn't exactly waiting for the laugh. There was a great laugh, as of course there always is with Steve, but he did pause while it happened.
He didn't pause, he came to a full stop.
So I feel he did hesitate.
We interpret that as hesitation, Martin, and you've got a point, and you have 46 seconds. You tell us something about Chester starting now.
I love Chester because not only does my son work in Nicholas Street in the chambers there, but one of the great headmasters in this wonderful place, Roger Wixon, my old school friend, is at the place that they educate people at just down the road.
Also, the point. Yes.
Creep.
Isn't that beside the point?
I think also repeated at.
You were repeated at, actually, yes. But so it's a tough one to get at, but you did emphasise it as well. So, Clement, a correct challenge, 31 seconds. Chester, starting now.
Chester is hugely famous for its football club.
Martin, you challenged.
I feel terribly nervous about challenging Clement about anything, but I felt he hesitated.
He definitely played for the laugh. He got it, and he was content with that, and he stopped. So that is hesitation. And you have 20 seconds. You've got another point. You take back the subject of Chester, starting now.
Giles Brandreth was an MP here, and I'm keeping talking about my old chum, who was
Stephen Frost.
You got a bucket. He hesitation, he went, There was an in there.
He definitely put an in, I'm afraid, yes, yes. Because the audience reaction was so powerful for Charles Grant, you sort of 11 seconds for you, Stephen, on Chester, starting now.
Being an old Roman town, not a lot of people know that Chester is Latin.
Clement challenged.
Chester's a city.
Yes, but when the Romans were here, it was a town. They didn't have cathedrals, because they weren't Christians.
You're right, Stephen. You did say an old Roman town, didn't you?
I did.
You did, and so it was an old Roman town, which eventually got its cathedral and became a city. So I say that is not deviation. You keep the subject. You have Chester. You have 8 seconds, and you start now.
It is Latin for... Yes, I said that.
Graham.
Repetitive Latin.
Yes, that's the thing.
Being picky, he did say it twice.
No.
Face the game.
I'm glad you interrupted, because I haven't got a clue what it's Latin for.
All right, phew.
6 seconds. Yes. Chester, starting now.
The city of Chester is, of course, world famous now as the home of...
So at the end of that round, they've all got points, but the situation is exactly the same. Clement Foyd is just in the lead. Second place, Graham Norton, Stephen Frost, equal. And just behind them, Martin Jarvis and Clement Foyd. Your turn to begin. And the subject now is a flat battery. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
A flat battery chicken is a fowl which has either been run over or possibly beaten by a cook with a rock or a flat knife. The very best thing to do with such a fowl is to dredge it in flour and salt and then fry it in a mixture of olive oil and butter, and it is golden on each side. And people will say, this is one of the most delicious flat battery chickens I have eaten.
Graham.
Oh, no, I'm wrong.
Yes.
The chicken and chickens.
It was chicken the first time and chickens that time, yes.
It was too easy. I walked right into it.
I know. No, he gets another point and he still carries on with a flat battery. And he has 31 seconds, starting now.
A crisp 3-inch-high feathered friend, neatly grilled and done to a turn, is something that restaurants in the city of Chester have never sufficiently tried to sell to Japanese tourists who abound. Go where you will in this splendid location, and flat batteries attend your attention at every point. Thank you.
They're just rambling now. That's just. Japanese tourists was the last bit that made sense. After that, it was just words.
I know. He was struggling. You could see him on his face. The audience actually were mouthing with him. It was tremendous fun.
Do write in for a transcript.
And you've cleverly got in with 5. So after all Clement's hard work, he's gone for 55 seconds. You have 5 seconds to tell us something about a flat battery, Graham, starting now.
A flat battery meant that a bus stopped here in Chester and...
So, Graham Norton, getting that extra point for speaking as the whistle went, has moved forward. He's now only 1 point behind our leader, Clement Foyd. And, Graham, it is your turn to begin. The subject, the litmus test. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
The litmus test is one of the best tests I know. I've done many tests in my life, but the litmus test is by far the finest. Some people think it's about dipping some paper into another thing.
Steve, you challenge first.
Hesitation.
Yes, it was a hesitation. Stephen, you had a correct challenge. You have 42 seconds. The litmus test is with you, starting now.
Of course, the word litmus is Latin for Chester. Hence, the name of this city should be called the City.
Martin, you challenge.
Everybody seems to hesitate on whatever that means.
I think he was trying to be too involved and too clever, but it was delicious. Right, 34 seconds. You have the litmus test now, Martin, and you have 34 seconds, I said, starting now.
The litmus test is one of the least known of all cricket games in the world.
In India, in this lovely place called Litmus, they play a game that is very, very different. Very different.
I thought I was starting to learn, but clearly I'm not.
No, it's an impossible game. It's a fun game. That's part of the fun. Clement, you were the first to get in. 21 seconds. The litmus test starting now.
When I went to school as a very small boy, I was given a packet of litmus.
Stephen Chunge.
Well, deviation. He's not going to school as a man, is he?
I think, Stephen, to be fair, it's a phrase you might use when I went to school as a little boy.
I'm not particularly bothered, I was just...
No, no, but you were trying hard, which we...
I'm not really keen on this game, I'm just having to be interested.
16 seconds, Clement, incorrect challenge. The litmus test, starting now.
And my mother put a cash name tape around the litmus papers, so I was ever unable to take the tests, didn't know whether it should turn purple, green or pink, or whether the rabbit was dead or my nanny was pregnant, because...
Clement Freud speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and with other points in the round, he's moved forward. He's in a strong lead ahead of Graham Norton, Stephen Frost and Martin Jarvis in that order. And Martin, your turn to begin. The subject is quite simply actors or actors. 60 seconds starting now.
Marlon Brando once said, an actor is a guy, if you ain't talking about him, he isn't listening. And so I don't think this is true, because I know some wonderful actors. Sir John Gielgud, for example, is one of the greatest thespians in the world. The way he speaks is just so fantastic. We love him. Ralph Richardson is also an absolutely fantastic actor. I know he's gone from us now.
Graham Norton Chalmers.
Well, there are a few fantastics.
There was a repetition of fantastic.
Was there?
Well, actors are allowed to say fantastic.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Silly me.
But Graham, he did repeat the words, so that's a correct challenge. And you have the subject of actors, and you have 39 seconds starting now.
Most people are not actors. They're not even members of the Hollyoaks cast. Though that fine program is one of my favourite, mostly for the outdoor scenes.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition most.
The two most you have, I'm afraid, yes. Clement, you're listening well. 27 seconds, actors starting now.
One early winter afternoon in the sailors' reading room at Ashby La Zouche, I met an actor. I could tell because he was wearing sandals and had dandruff, which was virtually terminal. Come here, he said. As did the ancient mariner.
Stephen has challenged.
Well, it's unfair. He's talking about Martin Jarvis, and I just don't like him. I don't think that's funny at all. I apologise, I'm turning to the heart.
Right. Stephen, what we do there, because we enjoyed the interruption, we give you a bonus point because of the audience reaction justifies it. But as Clement was interrupted, he gets another point, and he keeps the subject of actors. 7 seconds available, starting now.
A party of Bahamian bond dealers interrupted the conversation I had with this actor, who said...
Clement Freud was again speaking as the whistle went and has increased his lead. And Clement, it is your turn to begin. The subject is Greek myths. Tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now.
If you had a speech impediment, the answer to that would be Ariadne, Aurora, Persephone, Aphrodite. But if it is myths with a TH, I guess the Vestal Virgins who were slaughtered because the gods appreciated...
My job is your challenge.
I feel terrible about this, but...
The audience are feeling worse, but carry on.
I felt there was some hesitation there.
I think he was slowing down to a little bit of a halt and... We'll interpret that as hesitation, Martin, especially as you haven't played it quite as often as the others, and say 38 seconds available for you on Greek myths starting now.
Helen of Troy was a Greek myth. She it was who said, we'll always have Paris. Andromache, Cassandra, Le Trois de Guerre l'aura pas lieu is the French.
Graham Norton Challenge.
Repetition of Le.
Non.
Oh, oui, oui, yes. C'est vrai, certainement. Vous avez un bon point. Right.
That ends the World Service broadcast, obviously.
We go around the world with this one, so they'll enjoy that. Right.
Won't understand this, but they'll
well, they'll understand you, Graham, if you tell us something about Greek myths in 26 seconds, starting now.
Of all Greek myths, surely the greatest is that the doner kebab is a form of food. Of course, a manufacturing device for slipper innards. You simply slice down whatever that was, if it ever lived. And
Stephen Challenge.
I'm going for a repetition of ever.
Yeah, there were two evers.
Whatever.
Whatever that was, if it ever lived.
Ah, yes, yes.
It's very difficult. So, an incorrect challenge, Graham, and you still have Greek myths and 7 seconds starting now.
In university, I studied Greek and Roman civilization, and I was fascinated by...
Well, Graham Norton speaking as a whistle-wen, gained that extra point. He's moved forward. He's now equal in second place with Stephen Frost. They're trailing Clement Freud a little. And Martin Jarvis, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is too much of a good thing. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I played Sir Cosmo Duff Gordon in a big film, and it was called Titanic. 4 days we spent on the dinner scene with real caviar. It was too much of a good thing, because in the third day, instead of going down on the Titanic, we were throwing up on the great ship. It was absolutely extraordinary how terrible our stomachs felt with this hugely expensive beluga that we had to consume day after night, after every single hour of the millennium. I hated those days on the ship. But anyway...
Well, you've triumphed in many theatres, but now you've had one of your greatest triumphs at the Gateway here in Chester. And is it true that nearly everything you did in that film was cut in the end? I don't mean that unkindly. No, this is what happens in films. You get your best role. It's happened to me. It's happened to all. You get your best part and so forth, and then they start editing, and they leave the stars in.
In fact, yes, most, as I say in my new book, Acting Strangely, I did spend most of my time throwing up. No, I had a wonderful time, and I think this great part was cut down to about 3 lines, and I'm very happy about it.
Do you know we're entering the last round of this particular edition? Well, I tell you what, if you've enjoyed it so much, maybe we can come back again. Oh, after that warm reception, I think we'll just have to. I'll talk to the powers that be and see what we can do. So whose turn is to begin? Clement Freud, would you take the last round? It's graffiti. It's a lovely subject. You have 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I've never quite understood the allure of going into a gentleman's convenience and writing bollocks on the wall. And yet, there are those who continue to do so.
I think that was one occasion when you were quite right to ride the laugh, and not ride the laugh, wait for it and get the full response. But as you paused for about 5 or 10 seconds, Graham got in first, so Graham...
I was just saving himself because I thought he might remember some more.
Oh, I see. Right. Well, what do you remember of your graffiti? I don't mean your personal graffiti. I mean a graffiti you've seen. And 60... No, there are 39 seconds available starting now.
Graffiti always sounds to me like an obscure form of pasta. And what a happy day it was when I found Alphabetti Spaghetti, where you can combine the two arts of...
Martin Jarvis challenge.
Deviation, because pasta has nothing to do with graffiti.
Ah, but Alphabetti Spaghetti sticks to the wall.
What can I say in the face of such expertise?
But also
we've
Martin,
all done it.
Right. But also, Martin, I was thought he was conveying the fact that the word graffiti sounded like a type of pasta, which I thought was rather amusing.
It was extremely amusing, yes.
But anyway, it didn't get a laugh, I know, but it was...
But anyway, I kept going.
Incorrect challenge. 29 seconds available, Graham, on graffiti starting now.
Graffiti I have seen that I enjoyed included some writing above a mirror in a men's toilet, for I hadn't strayed too far apart from where I'm supposed to be. And it said, of course you're going home alone, just above the mirror.
Stephen's first job. The mirror, yes, you repeated the mirror. Yeah.
Thank God for that. No.
So, Stephen, you've got a correct challenge, and there are 10 seconds available. Tell us something about graffiti, starting now.
I went into a toilet once after Clement Freud had just come out.
And Clement Freud challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
I went into a toilet once.
I think he was establishing the fact that on one occasion...
I thought he'd meant only once.
And, Stephen, you still have the subject of graffiti. 7 seconds available, starting now.
Get a can of spray cat. His microphone's not working properly. It's making all my words come out.
Graham, you've got in first. Deviation from English as we understand it.
Essentially,
yes. 5 seconds.
Okay, five seconds.
No, that's fine. You want to say something?
No.
Always love to hear from you.
Let's go. Hey, yes. Graffiti, let's talk about it. Come on.
Right. 5 seconds, can you do it? Graffiti. Bring the show to a close, a finish. With a flourish. 5 seconds on graffiti starting now.
In my school, people.
No, Stephen, you challenged.
I think he was hesitating. He was too busy doing the dance.
He certainly wasn't hesitating. He only went for 1.5 seconds. You're still another point to you, Graham. You've got 3.5 seconds on graffiti starting now.
I've only once attempted to do any graffiti. But it was
Martin Jarvis challenged.
Gabbleization.
You're all trying too hard just because of the last few seconds to get this last... It's an incorrect challenge. You have 1 second left on graffiti with you, Graham, starting now. Well, the final round. What can I tell you except that I think it was a great show and everybody here seemed to enjoy it. And an amazing number of points were scored throughout the whole show. Martin Jarvis, who hasn't played the game very much, hasn't been with us for years, actually, but he got a lot of points. He finished only just in fourth place behind Stephen Frost. Amazing. And you, Stephen, were only 3 points behind Graham Norton and Clement Freud, who finished up with that last flourish of yours, Graham, catching up Clement Freud. So equal together in the lead are winners this week, Graham Norton and Clement Freud. You at home, or in your cars, or wherever you're listening to this edition of Just a Minute, have enjoyed the show as much as we've enjoyed performing it. It only remains me to thank our 4 talented players of the game, Greg Norton, Clement Freud, Martin Jarvis, and Stephen Frost. I must thank Janet Staplehurst for helping with the score and blowing her whistle. And also, we are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game, and our producer, Chris Neal, for the way he produces and directs and tries to keep some sort of control. And particularly this lovely audience here in Chester, who encouraged us on our way at the Gateway Theatre. And from them, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and from all of us here, goodbye. Tune in next time you play Just a Minute.